The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Wow, some nice guitar wanking going on at the end of that one.
Yeah.
You can say that on the radio. Well, it's called Blood on Your Knees, so you'd expect it to be, you know, a little dark, a little heavy. One of your favorite artists, by the way.
Yeah, Suzanne Santo.
Suzanne Santo, yeah. It's just about 9:44. In a few seconds' time, we're going to be joined by Grace Cummings. But before we do that, it is time for us to celebrate today's
bum ba bum bum bum
Member of the Day. Yeah. What'd you think, Grace? Do you like that? I'm going to pop your mic on.
I love that. How that you was doing? Very well done. I'm great, thanks.
Yeah. You know, high budget sound effects here.
Who is our member of the day?
We have Deborah from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Deborah wrote in, I lived in Los Angeles for 37 years and moved back home for family reasons a few years ago. This was always my favorite station. I'm grateful I can listen online, so I want to continue to support the station, even from afar. Thank you for the great music.
Thank you for supporting the station. Where did she move back to?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Wow, she got out. People spend a long time trying to get out of Los Angeles.
Good on you, Debbie.
All right, so it's time for us to have a guest, which we very rarely do. It's only special people, obviously.
Yep.
And Grace Cummings, you've heard us playing a couple of her songs. On and On, I think, was the one we started with, I don't know, way back when. What? When did the album come out? When did that track come out?
That track came out January, I think.
So it's probably January.
Yeah, it was a fresh squeeze track of the day.
It was a fresh squeeze track of the day. We're so excited to meet you because we love your music. And the new album is Ramona. And you're kicking off your tour tonight.
I am.
I asked you, so where are you in the middle of this? It starts tonight. And are you ready? Like, no.
I don't know. I mean, we've been spending the last couple of days having some rehearsals, but I don't know if you're ever ready to just launch into a massive tour. You just got to do it. A bit nervous, but I'll be right.
You're going to be great. Seven weeks, though. That's a long time.
It's a long time, yeah. So we're going to be very, very close, I think, by the end of it, me and the band.
So you're going to stick around after we get off the air, and the band are here as well. So we're going to record a full session, which we'll put up on our website, all filmed, and it's going to be fantastic. But let's get a little bit of background, if you don't mind, because this is the first introduction of you as an artist to a lot of people in our audience. And I know the new album was produced actually in Topanga, and we'll come back to that in a moment's time. But tell me a little about you. You're from Melbourne.
I am from Melbourne.
Yeah, in Victoria.
I'm from Melbourne, Victoria. I'm pretending I'm talking to a nun right now because I'm trying not to swear.
That's right.
And I don't know. I've kind of have been playing music for, you know, my whole life, but only my own music for not very long, maybe 5 years or something like that.
What was your first instrument?
My voice.
Okay.
Nice.
Can I say that? Does that count?
Absolutely.
Yeah, my voice, I guess. And a piano, I think. I taught myself how to play guitar in a really wrong way, which I still do, but, you know.
And then when you started playing, you were playing other people's music?
Yeah, or I would sing in other people's bands and stuff like that and then keep my songs to myself in my room.
So when did it become, I want to do my songs? And did that start by performing live or did it start with recording?
I used to get a little bit drunk at parties and get confident, and the guitar would come out and I'll be like, I'm going to play a song. And I would usually play like Pocahontas by Neil Young or Isis by Bob Dylan. And then my friend Leah, who is a musician, just kind of pushed me into doing it and said, you need to do this in front of people. So I started doing that and I really, really, really liked it.
Did writing come easy to you?
Yeah, I've always done that. I just thought I wouldn't share it with anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you already have material then, I guess is what I'm saying? Did you have writings and journals that you could go back to and start turning into songs?
Yeah. And also, it's just like a new form of making something, which is interesting and fun to do anyway. So, you know, now that you know you can write songs and play them to people, it's like, oh, great. Now I've got this new fun thing to do at home.
It's a fun new outlet.
Yeah.
So I know your first album was, I said to you before we went on the air, so that's self-produced, and you're, pretty much. I mean, you had an engineer, But it was basically self-recorded, self-produced.
Yeah, I had an engineer, Jesse Williams, who's a very good friend of mine, and we worked on it, you know, together. But there was, yeah, it was just a very simple, self-made kind of thing, yeah.
That was called Refuge Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, I guess, Storm Queen, was that, that came out in 2022. Was that born out of COVID? Was that sort of written during that time?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of stripped down as well. The first record, I got a record deal and they said, do you have an album? And I kind of lied and said that I did. So I could give them something. But it was that collection of kind of, you know, solo folk songs. And then in COVID, we made Storm Queen, which is kind of stripped back as well because we just couldn't have anyone in the room.
Yeah.
So when I got around to have the, you know, when I got the opportunity to record Ramona in the way that it was done, I was very, very pleased because I've always wanted to do something as big as that.
So Ramona is the new album, and you made it in Topanga, which is not that far away from where we are right now. It's a place I used to live for about 4 years in my early years here in the States. And people who live in Southern California, especially in LA, they know Topanga. But
Yeah. That
must have been a very interesting place for you to visit, having been in and out of LA and then finding that there's this community up in the hills that, as you said to me, sort of reminds you of Australia.
Yeah, a little bit. I felt really comfy there, just surrounded by the beautiful nature, really. And it's a gentle community, which makes me feel at ease as well.
Really accepting and really warm.
Yeah, and there's just not that many people there, which I enjoy.
Yep.
People scare me.
Jonathan Wilson was your producer on that album. How did you guys get together? I mean, he's done such amazing records with people like Margot Price, Father John Misty, Angel Olsen. How did you guys connect? Was that through a record label thing or was that through friends?
No, I was on tour. I was really tired and I just kind of had a moment of, I don't know, I just got confident for a second and thought that one of the best albums that I had heard recently was Angel Olsen's Big Time. And I thought production on this is really great. And I almost swore.
Self-censoring here.
And I just thought it was amazing. And I looked up who produced it. It was Jonathan Wilson. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna ask him if he wants record with me.
Nice.
And he messaged me back in like half an hour and said, let's go.
Wow.
Well, I know you're going to stick around and you're going to play some songs for us live with the band. And one of those songs is On and On.
Sun
Grace Cummings, mate. Good to have you in the studio, love. And track off the new album. It's called Ramona. And yeah, it's the third album, third full length.
That was almost okay.
There we go.
You started off very, very well.
Started off strong and then faded.
Yeah.
Sorry. So your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And you said at the beginning of the interview that was your first instrument, your voice. And were there singers, vocalists that you grew up listening to, people who have influenced you along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think mostly anybody who sings in their own unique voice is somebody to look up to.
Right.
I was talking to the boys yesterday saying that one of my biggest vocal heroes is Layne Staley from Alice in Chains.
Oh. Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of Lucinda Williams, and she was a big influence on me as well. And, yeah, anyone who's kind of just, like, really being themselves in general, I think.
I told you before we started that I lived in Australia in the dim, distant 80s and in Queensland, which was run by a fascist at the time, a guy called Joe Bjelke-Petersen, who had we talk about a lot about gerrymandering. I'm not going to get all political here, but we talk about gerrymandering. And he had rigged the system there where his party could run the state with 30% of the vote, which was just insane. And the corruption was nuts. But I also discovered a ton of great music when I lived there.
Yeah.
And you were just talking a moment ago about AC/DC. What's your favourite Australian bands and artists?
My favourite Australian bands and artists? I'm really, really into a band called Coffin at the moment.
Nice.
They're really great. I think that AC/DC are the best. I don't know. I think there's a lot of stuff coming out of Australia that's really great.
It's been really strong the last 5-7 years for indie bands coming out, which is stunning when you consider the population of the country is, what is it, 25, 30, something like million?
Who knows? Wrong person.
Yeah. So the tour starts tonight.
It starts tonight, mate.
And it's over at Gold Diggers.
Yeah.
You got a seven-week run. And I know you've obviously played over here before. Going across the States, it's a little bit different from traveling across Australia. What are you looking forward to, apart from playing, obviously, for people, for the travel part of this?
For the travel part, I mean, Australia and America are both very wide open spaces.
Big
places. But I love looking at the mountains more than anything because we don't have stuff like that.
Right.
It's very flat where we are, and just the nature and different cool dive bars where we can hijack the jukebox and put AC/DC on,
yes.
Stuff like that.
My request is, can you please play Thunderstruck? That was always my pump-up song.
Request, yes.
There we go.
All right, request in. It's been brief, but it's been lovely. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And as we mentioned, when we get off the air in about 30 seconds, well, first of all, Julie will be up at the top of the hour, and our Women Crush Wednesday will continue throughout the day. And we're going to record this session with Grace and her band, which we'll bring to you in the not-too-distant future. So thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Appreciate you.
Cheers.
Good to meet you. Don't be a bludger.
You just don't know what you're missing. Every day without me. And every day without me. You're missing a sweet touch, somebody to be holding you, and oh, somebody to be praising you, and you miss it so much. Number one, and maybe write a letter to your son if you miss him. like you know.
Just stay. that I'm trying to live without. Oh, what a precious thing, but it's nothing I care about. The SoCal Sound Sessions are a production of 88.5 FM, The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt, co-hosted by Jet. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Broadcasting over the air at 88.5 FM and streaming on the web and through the app at thesocalsound.org.